Most Canadians pay for their investment products by way of a percentage of assets. That might be commission-based for a mutual fund, say 2.3% is kind of the average. Or the management fee for an exchange-traded fund at, say, you know, like 0.2%, 0.5%, but that doesn't include the advice. If you have a portfolio worth more than 500 grand, those seemingly small percentages can add up to big money. In the case of the mutual funds, that's like $11,000 a year. There is a new option with a flat management fee of $1,000. It comes from NCM Investment Management. Alex Sasso is the company's CEO, and he joins us now. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Hi.
You're calling it the Z Series. How does a flat management fee work?
So the flat management fee is a relatively simple concept. Essentially, what we do is we charge $1,000 per fund per account to the investor plus expense ratio. So essentially, it is a one-time per year fee that doesn't grow as the client's assets grow.
And what would the expense ratio be in basis points, just so we can have an apples-to-apples comparison? What does that plus expenses mean?
Yeah, so it's your typical expense ratio that you would see on a mutual fund. So it would be generally between, call it 25 and 50 basis points.
Gotcha. So if you had an enormous account, you'd have a mutual fund for about the same cost as an exchange-traded fund, because the $1,000 flat management fee wouldn't really mean much.
That's correct. That's correct. So, for example, if you had invested $500,000 in one of our Z Series products, it would be a $1,000 fee. But if you had that same $500,000 in your traditional mutual fund, that fee typically amounts to $5,000 before that expense ratio.
Mm. How did this idea come about?
Good question. We had been bantering it for some time, because the traditional methodology in mutual funds is to charge as a percentage of AUM. But what we figured out is
assets under management, for those of you who need that decoded. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
But what we figured out is mutual funds are extremely efficient for smaller investors. So nobody complains when their $10,000 invested at a 1% management fee, or i.e. a $100 cost. Nobody disagrees that that is a very efficient model, because you're getting professional money management for $100. But as your money grows to, let's say, $1 million or $500,000, those numbers, as you correctly pointed out, Bruce, become a very large number. And so we thought, where does that inflection point happen where mutual funds go from becoming very efficient to inefficient? And we kind of think that number is around $100,000. So $100,000 at 1% is about $1,000. So we thought, okay, there's got to be a better way to price this for clients. And so that was sort of the genesis behind the idea. And we thought, okay, let's apply a flat fee pricing model to large ticket sizes.
Who are you going after, a DIY investor or a fee-conscious advisor?
So we're going after advisors, and we're offering this to them and basically saying, or at least our customers that are advisors that like this pricing option, they're basically telling us, you know, we used to sell you based on performance and service, but now we get to sell you based on performance, service, and now pricing.
So this is not, I can't imagine this is a license to print money. You'd make more money if you stayed the old way. Why did you decide to go this route?
That's a great question. And we decided to go this route because we thought it was a better product for the end client. And we truly believe that. And so we've only offered this on three of our products. And those three products are our core Canadian, our core global, and something called our premium growth class. But essentially with these three products, we have the capacity to manage strong inflows and strong outflows without compromising their mandates. As right-sizing is, right-sizing of our funds is key to our investment philosophy. So we had to be very careful with this Z Series pricing option that it could take large inflows and large outflows.
How would you describe your investing approach on these funds? Because I think some people might hear what you're talking about and think, oh, okay, well, maybe it's just kind of a closet indexer kind of thing, so it's no big deal. It's not that much different than an index fund. What would you say?
Yeah, so let's take our core global product where the Z Series is offered, and with the Core Global, it offers investors exposure to global markets through a portfolio of really high quality, lower risk securities. So we call it low volatility with active management. And that's the global fund. The Core Canadian is the same, only focusing on large cap Canada. And then the premium growth. The premium growth is a single fund that allows investors an access to a range of our different products here at NORAP, and it focuses in on targeting an annualized dividend of about 4%.
How closely correlated to the TSX would your Canadian fund be?
Not correlated well at all. In fact, all of our products are actively managed. So we try to advertise on our website that our funds have something called high active share. And high active share really is the measure of how unique a fund is compared to its underlying index. And it's because we really believe that a fund that is concentrated with our best ideas will do better than one that just passively follows an index over time.
Do you think anyone will follow you with this model?
I think so. This is very unique. It's innovative. It's the first of its kind in Canada. And I think there will be people that will follow us. And I think there's a lot of advisors out there that this makes a tremendous amount of sense for their business for.
So your business, you now have this series, plus you have other products that do not follow this pricing model. If you were to look 5 years out, market share wise, how big a business do you think the flat fee part is?
Very hard to say, Bruce. Very hard to say. What I can tell you, though, is that mutual funds are a $1.4 trillion sized market, and it's a massive, massive market. In fact, we figure about 33% of Canadian households hold mutual funds. So this is really a very narrow niche because the minimum ticket size for Z Series is 100,000 plus, and that's where it becomes really efficient. And the maximum is a million. So it's not for everybody. But the nice thing is those same products, we have pricing options that are your standard 85 basis points for our global and 75 basis points for our Core Canadian. So they can buy those products in the standard pricing model. And then as that investment grows to a certain size, i.e. 100,000 plus, they can then switch it to the Z Series.
Interesting. Alex, we're out of time, but I appreciate you taking some of yours to give us context on this launch. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it as well.
Flat management fee is from NCM Investment Management. That was Alex Sasso, the company's CEO.